ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೇ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಯುದ್ಧಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 120. ರಾಮ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. ರಾಮ ಕುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇರ್. ಗ್ರೀಫ್ ಓವರ್ಕೇಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್. Being as it were dharma incarnate, he was bound to exemplify it in his life and lead others on his path. Hence he would not take back Sita as she was, but on the other hand he was a soul of boundless mercy. To prove that he had no lust in his heart, he had to torture the heart of Sita, a woman, his beloved wife, and without the slightest shadow of a proof. Her heart was broken under the weight of grief, misery, and persecution. And to add to it, he, her beloved husband, had inflicted such cruel injury on her. These thoughts overcame Rama quite, and hot tears started welling in his beautiful eyes. Then Kubera, Yama, Indra, Varuna, Mahadeva, Brahma, the fashioner of the material world, came in their cars, resplendent as a noonday sun, to Lanka, to where Rama was. Adorned with choice ornaments and garments, they one and all lifted their hands above their heads and addressed themselves to Rama, who stood before them in humble reverence. And with clasped hands they said, "Lord, you are the fashioner of the countless worlds. You are wisdom embodied, all-knowing, and yet you have chosen to slight and neglect the Lady Sita as if you were an ordinary mortal. Could you allow or abet or witness her passing through fire? Higher than the highest, higher than Brahma and the others here, why do you keep yourself unknowing of your real self? Of your in past kalpa, as a Vasurita Dhamma and the lord of all creatures, you were the first fashioner of the three worlds, the creator of everything up to the ruler of the Brahmanda, the oversoul of everything and all. You are the eighth among the Rudras, the fifth among the Sadhyas. You contain in your cosmic form the Ashwinis in your ears, the sun and moon as your eyes. And you stood as one at the beginning and at the end of manifestation. All knowing, all powerful, the overlord of all, you put a slight upon the Lady Sita, the beloved daughter of King Janaka, the knower of the absolute truth, and she came into this world without the touch of the father or mother. Of the eight aspects of Rudra, Bhava, Sarva, Ishana, Rudra, Pashupati, Ugra, Bhima, and Mahadeva, you are the last. Manas, Anumanta, Prana, Chetayana, Viryavan, Siddhi, Jaya, Maya, Hamsa, Narayana, Prabhavan, and Vidhi. Among these 12 sadhyas, you are Viryavan. The word Ashwinika indicates that you are the root of all the universe. The lord of the countless worlds, the joy and the delight of all beings, he who impels all to discharge their duties, he heard the regions of the quarters render him ordinary praise. The lord Brahma, who is adored by one and all, must give expression to his greatness in the world. So thought Sri Rama, and to give all there an idea that he was ever at the service of those devoted to him, he said, "Gods of the heavenly world, I am born as a son of King Dasharatha. My name is Rama. I am but a man among men. In the highest world, Sri Vaikuntha, I express myself in my eternal state, in the fullness and beauty of the divine form and attribute. Yet, that pleases me not. I prefer to be a man among men and be one of you. Again, they have named me Rama, and that name is ever dear to me. Again, boundless is my joy at being born into the world as a son of the illustrious king and my beloved devotee, Dasharatha. Who am I? To whom do I belong? What is my purpose here? Open my eyes to these points." Brahma heard him, and he, the best of the knowers of the Supreme Absolute Truth, said to all there, "Lord Rama of unfailing valor, Hear me speak words of utter truth. You abide in the primal matter as Nara and the individual souls, and therefore you are named as Narayana, the inner ruler thereof. You evolve, preserve, and involve the entire universe as if it were a child's play to you. You are ever associated with Lakshmi. The chakra or the disc is your weapon. You pervade everything. You are the primal manifestation. You are the boar with a single horn. You are the destroyer of Madhu, Kaitava, and the other asuras of yore, as also Shishupala, Dantavakra, and the others to come. Your forms are eternal. You are Parabrahma. Origin, manifestation, change, growth, decrease, and disintegration touch you not. Hence you are Satya. You are ever present at the beginning, the middle, and the end of countless universes. Hence you are Nitya. You are Dharma that brings everything good and auspicious down to the world. You have your forces in all quarters, and hence you are also Vishvaksena, the leader of the hosts everywhere. You give at one and the same time the four aims of life, and hence you are four-armed. The Bhushranga you wield is the spirit of time with which you are ever ready to protect your devotees. Your divine form and beauty are enough to steal away the hearts of all. You are the supreme Purusha that abides in the heart cave of all beings. You are the Purushottama. You are the protector of those that seek you, and there is none to cross your path. The sword Nandaka that you wear is a symbol of divine wisdom. You are named Vishnu as pervading everything. You extend your protection then and there over him that deserves your grace. The root Krish denotes the earth, and the letter Na stands for happiness. So you are Parabrahman itself with the name of Krishna, the giver of supreme happiness to all the worlds. You are the stay and support of everything. You are the leader of the divine host. You are the dispenser of the fruit of actions to all beings. When it is said that the gods protect all creatures, it does not mean that they tend them like cattle. They give the highest intellect and reason to those whom they desire to protect. So you are the guide of all beings with regard to their intellect, patience, and control of senses. You are the source of this entire universe and the place of its disintegration. You come down into this world as next born to Indra or Upendra. You killed the demon Madhu that made away with the Vedas. Your wealth and lordship is boundless. You are the lord of all the lords. From your navel springs the lotus. That is a place of universal evolution. You destroyed your foes in battle. They praise you as endowed with wisdom, power, compassion, and the like excellences that impel everyone to seek your protection. This is the surest way to secure your favor and protection. You are the Samaveda embodied with its thousand branches. You impel in various ways all beings to discharge their Nitya, Naimittika, and Kamya and ordinary duties. You are the witness to all acts. You are the fashioner of the three worlds, the fashioner too of myself and the other gods. You know no overlord. There is no Ishvara above you. You graciously bless with bliss like unto your own the Muktas and the ever-liberated ones, the Nityasuris. Towards their safeguarding, you manifest yourself before them. You are sacrificed Vashatkara and Omkara, as laid down in the Shruti, Vishnu is verily Yajna embodied. You are the sacrificer, the chief figure in the sacrificial hall. You are the priest, the cooked food offered, the ghee, the spoon, the ladle, the instruments used therein. You are Indra and the gods invoked therein. You deserve to be adorned by the highest tapas. The devas are ignorant of your origin, of your disappearance, your inner nature, your relation to the Vedas and those that follow it. Your glory is great. You manifest especially in the brahmanas and the cows, and generally in all creatures, waters, the sky, the mountains, and the worlds. Countless are your heads, eyes, and feet. Hari and Lakshmi are your consorts. You bear up the great mountains, the earth, and the other great elements. As a tortoise, you are the substratum of everything. At the last day, when this earth vanishes into nothing, you contain in yourself the three worlds and everything thereon. You recline on the ocean of milk in the state of yogic sleep on Sesha, your serpent bed. Markandeya and the other rishis are blessed to behold it. This is the Sankarsana manifestation known as Ananta. According to the Vedic text, the other gods are the members of your body. I am your heart and Saraswati is your tongue. The gods are to Parabrahman like unto the hairs that arise from the body. The closing of your eyes is night, the opening thereof is day. The Vedas are the breath of your nostrils. There is nothing anywhere of which you are not in, the Antaryami, the inner ruler. The Vedas are the means of imparting to the worlds the knowledge of attachments towards only you. The entire universe forms your body. All functions are carried on therein because of the fixity of your command, and all attributes and qualities thereof are yours too. The earth is your firmness embodied. The fire is but your wrath. The moon is but your grace. The moon Sri Vatsa on your breast is the same too. In the far past, you placed in bonds Bali, the great Asura, and gave the three worlds to Mahendra as ruler. Then the three worlds were measured by you in three steps. The Lady Sita is but Mahalakshmi come down on earth, and you are Mahavishnu. You took your place in the world of men to slay Ravana, the terror of the worlds. For you are the Lord of all beings, and it is up to you to bring them to lasting good. Your very nature and form consist in destroying wrong and establishing right. You gave ear unto our prayers to rid the earth of Ravana and his Rakshasa brood. The purpose of your descent is over. Now we pray you to come back to your seat on high. Lord, resistless are your might, valor, and prowess, and ever fruitful. One never went back with empty hand from your presence. Those that seek you with undivided devotion at all times and in all places, in thought, word, and deed, seeing in you the Eternal One, the ancient God of gods, the ageless Purusha and the Purushottama, the highest of the three Purushas, reap a golden harvest of joy and happiness and usefulness during their stay here in this material world, and have their fondest wishes achieved hereafter. Devotion unto you is the highest of every kind of tapas to bring them to your feet. While those that are unable to do so have but to recite the above hymn of praise with joyous heart, and they have come among the men for the last time. This hymn of praise is Vedic, eternal, knowing no beginning, and hence of boundless potency. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.